Found, Black Kona Lanai. Found, Red Pacific Arrow. Found, Gray Kona Smoke. Steve, can you guess what I'm talking about there?
Hawaiian snakes or the lost and found list of a medical marijuana distributor?
Not even close. You know what that actually is? It's actually the lost and found program for stolen bikes that have been recovered by the Seattle Police Department. 276 were recovered last year, but it can be hard to reunite some of those many lost bikes with their heartbroken owners. How do you get the gray Kona smoke back to its actual owner? So police have created a Twitter campaign, and those are the names of just some of the bikes they've tweeted out so far. Earlier, Detective Sergeant Cindy Grenard spoke about the program with KOW's David Hyde at the police evidence warehouse in South Seattle.
All right, we're walking by rows and rows and rows of incredibly colorful bikes with names like Ranger, Raleigh, Trek, Globe. How long would this be? 150 feet? 200 feet?
This is just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah, come here. I'll show you some more.
And all kinds of colors. It's really red, blue, yellow, everything you might expect. It kind of looks like a really huge used bike shop or something.
Now look to the left.
Oh, my God, there's a lot of bikes here. How many bikes are here total?
Oh, around 500. Just tons and tons of bikes.
Yes. Do you have a favorite?
No. There was one that I really liked. It had a leopard skin seat. It was one of the nostalgic old kind with a basket with flowers. Yeah, it brought me back to my childhood.
What happened to that bike?
It was sold.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad. Loss of bike.
Oh, I know. I weeped for that person.
Let's rewind for a second. Let's say I'm a cyclist and I'm 20 years old. I'm at the University of Washington. I'm out there shopping for rutabaga at the farmer's market on a Sunday. Leave my bike by the side of the road. I come out. Tragedy strikes. My bike is not there. What do I do?
After you go, oh no, and are very upset, you call the non-emergency number, which is 625-5011, and you make a police report. Then they say, so, do you have the serial number? And your answer is?
Probably not.
You're right, unfortunately. But that's okay. If you have receipts, if there's something very unique about the bike that we could recognize, that's great. The police department will take a report, and it'll go into the system, and then hopefully you'll find the paperwork that'll have the serial number or, you know, some other way that we could identify it as being uniquely yours. But also, you know, my kids introduced me to the camera phone. With the camera, just take a picture of it. Take a close-up of the receipt. Take a close-up of the serial number. Step back. Take a couple of pictures of the bike, and you're good to go.
So if you have a bike you love, people at home, take a photograph of it. I call that number. What happens next?
Okay, so they will ask you information about your bike and where it was last seen, and that did anybody have permission to use it, and have you describe it and provide your contact information. So if we need to get hold of you, we can do so.
Oh, my God. Wait. What is going on with this bike?
Oh, how cool is that? That is someone's little homemade modified chopper bike.
So we're looking at hundreds and hundreds of bikes here. Where are the police getting all these bikes?
Well, sometimes people find them in their property. They'll call us and go, hey, there's a bike in my alleyway that's not mine or in my front yard or whatever. So officer will respond and take custody of it and bring it into the warehouse.
I see. So, well, how does that happen? So somebody just takes a bike and then drops it?
Yeah, sometimes people just kind of borrow them, I guess. It's improper, of course, but they will steal somebody's bike, use it for a little while, and then just drop it off and figure it was all good.
Is that even like I leave my bike locked up and that happens? People just take it for a joyride?
Well, that I can't answer to. If it takes a little effort to cut open a lock, it might be a little bit different scenario.
Look at all this other stuff. Golf clubs, electric guitars, arrows. I mean, there is everything under the sun in here.
I know. People go, well, what do you think about evidence? I go, it's a great job. It is so interesting. It is never boring. The things that come in, the things that people find, the type of incidents that are involved, this is the physical evidence of what we collect and what we do to help people out.
What are the chances of people getting reunited with their bikes? How often does that happen?
Well, if they have the information, it's a very good scenario. If they have some unique identifying marks or something, it's a little bit better. But if there's absolutely, if you just say, I have a red Schwinn, little hard to separate that from the other red Schwinns and being able to return it to you. We legally can't just give away property.
I see. So if I go, oh, I've got a 21-inch, 21-speed, black and white Trek, even the model number, that might not be enough to justify my getting it back?
Yeah, we like a little bit more information because anybody could say that.
Do you ever have, does that ever happen?
Well, they like to say that they're the victim of a crime, and we investigate and find out whether they are or aren't.
We're here in the evidence warehouse in South Seattle with Detective Sergeant Cindy Grenard looking at hundreds of bikes that have been lost. It looks like we're at one of the warehouse stores in Seattle,
yeah,
Costco or a yeah. Fred Meyer, with just acre upon acre of bicycle smushed in together in some cases. They're just packed in here like sardines. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's kind of hard to reunite bikes with their owners, and sometimes that's a great tragedy. What else can the SPD do to try to make that happen?
Yes, that can be a great tragedy. Being a former bike officer, I understand that. Well, we have now Get Your Bike Back. It's a tweeting program that we put out bicycles that are turned into our warehouse's found property.
Okay, so you can check that out on Twitter at Get Your Bike Back, one word. And what's there? What's happening on at Get Your Bike Back?
Well, our found property detective posts bikes that come in where he has no investigative leads. So if you recognize a bike that is yours, you can send an email to the account listed and he will get in contact with you.
And there's hundreds of bikes here, so people ought to consider it. What's it like to reunite a bike and its owner?
Well, we had one gal came in and she was so delighted. it's just one of those really great things, especially if you're a university student, it's your only mode of transportation or your way to get to and from work, school, whatever. It's a big deal.
What happens if the Twitter thing doesn't work out and bikes just don't get reunited with their owners? There's so many sitting here. They can't just stay here forever, can they?
Oh, no. We cannot afford to keep him here that long. So what happens is we've donated an awful lot of bikes to nonprofit organizations, donated them to South Power Community Center, to their youth program, to Earth Corps, to other nonprofits. Alfia was another one that they provide bicycles to women and children in Africa.
Wow, so it's not such a tragedy after all. Even if bikes don't get reunited with their owners, they go off and find good homes elsewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a silver lining if you are the victim of a bike theft, that maybe it's going for a greater good. I don't know.
I see bikes here in all sorts of shape. What if the bike is kind of broken? What do you do then?
Well, if it's in bad repair, some of the nonprofits will take it so they can harvest parts and salvage it and put it on broken bikes. But other times we'll palletize them and they'll be sent off to propertyroom.com and people will buy them. And I'm told that they create sculptures and different works of art out of the bicycle parts.
Thank you so much for taking the time to show me around.
Oh, you bet. Anytime. Thank you.
That's Detective Sergeant Cindy Grenard, KUOW's David Hyde at the Police Evidence Warehouse here in South Seattle. They spoke about the Seattle Police Department's Stolen Bike Recovery Program. You can find it on Twitter, at Get Your Bike. That's one word, Get Your Bike. This is The Record.